Yeah, I guess. Yeah, there's, I think, what is there? There's 73 to date.
Financially, wow. How are you able to keep yourself going to drive around America to eat different, eat with people? To eat people like you're cannibal, which you might be, incidentally.
Or,
yeah. Well, no, I don't think so. No. I think he's probably asexual.
Yeah, probably, yeah.
I'm a nice guy.
You're a nice guy.
Do you like chicks?
Do I like chicks?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know I'm from San Francisco.
No. It was. I promise it wasn't a gay thing. It was just like, I get, with a lot of you guys, you crazy guys.
Yes.
Like searching for anyone to notice you. I think a lot of times you're like G.I. Joes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Sexual activity doesn't really matter.
I wasn't inferring that you were gay or straight, just that, you know, probably.
Like Morrissey.
Are you married? Do you have a girlfriend?
No, I'm not married.
Don's point is right. Have you had any encounters with people that might have led to something sexual?
On the tour? On the dinner tour? No. I mean, there was a very strange request. I got invited to a prom yesterday. And which that's impossible.
Gotcha.
And
you'd meet the end of a shotgun if you did that.
I know. Pick up you know, the guy's daughter in an RV with a mustache. That's very scary.
Yeah.
So she just saw you on the internet and wrote you a letter, right?
Yeah. That was it. They had something on CNN headline news the other night where they said some man is traveling around the country having dinner with strangers. Call him.
What's the thing about shaving cream?
Oh boy.
What do you got with shaving cream?
That's the way to pass time. This is an artist in residency that I was up here in the Santa Cruz Mountains by the guy who invented the birth control pill, actually, Carl Tarassi.
Yeah.
And so he funded me to be up in these mountains for a month, and I ended up covering myself with shaving cream as a project. And you can
as a project.
Okay. Now hold on. So this guy gives you money so that you can go into the mountains for a month, and when you go into the mountains, you cover your body with shaving cream. Why exactly?
You know, that's a fine question. I think it's something that needed to be done. I think it's more or less for the image in the end.
You know, you don't strike me as a guy that really is, like, out for chicks. You sound lucid. I don't get the impression that you're any kind of a drug addict listening to you. What the hell is wrong with you, Mark?
You know, I don't know. I think my mom smoked during pregnancy. Maybe that was the problem.
Mark, you're sort of soft-selling the shaving cream thing. I think you need to describe the project and how you exhibit it on your website, because it merits a look.
See, Rocco's been on his website.
Oh, really?
Yeah, let's go there right now. Can
I'm
you
there.
Go to ineedtostopsoon.com?
Yes,
I'm there.
It's right there. It's called Soft Burden. It makes a reference to the artist Burden who shot himself.
All right, hold on. Let's take a look at this now.
Here he is, covered with shaving cream.
Here's the picture.
There it is. 150 of them or something. You can cut them out and make a flip book.
I'll do that.
Of course.
Wow.
And so your spare time, you know, you guys can do that.
And what happened after you covered yourself with shaving cream, Mark?
Craft. I blew it off with a vacuum in reverse suck mode. I don't know what you would blow mode, I guess.
Yeah, I hear you from CNN.
You say you're not a homo.
Yeah, okay, all right, I know. That's why I said...
In reverse suck mode.
There he is.
And now we're scrolling down the page and...
We see a big picture of you.
Dude, you look like something like from a zombie movie or something.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, it sure is.
I'm on my own horror movie.
It sure is.
Pretty great.
Did you get a lot of attention as a child?
I'm sorry?
Did you get a lot of attention as a child?
I was one of those kids. Yeah, one of those kids who always made noises in class.
Besides noises. Besides drinking, your mom, what else did your mom do?
Yeah, I think it was just, you know, the occasional wine.
Smoking, drinking.
No heroin or any of these drugs.
Have you had any particularly scary experiences with all these people you've come across?
No, not really. There was, I met up with my 8th grade girlfriend for the very first time since 8th grade.
Terrifying.
That was terrifying.
How'd that go?
It was kind of a hard suffer. She was with a guy, though, who was in the police academy.
Hard suffer.
You know?
Oh, she was with a guy that was in the police academy?
Yeah, so it kind of ruined everything.
Kind of a tough guy?
Because there you are. You know, what's your claim to fame? Well, you covered yourself with shaving cream in the mountains, and she's got a cop.
Was it the guy who makes all the funny sounds with his mouth?
Like police academy.
Whatever they...
That guy.
No.
All right, what's next for Mark Horowitz after you have dinner tonight?
Well, I'm going to go back to San Francisco, and I'm going to have dinner with a friend, with an old friend.
An old friend, so like a normal social gathering.
A normal one, yes. No craziness tonight.
And you're on Craig Ferguson on the 17th?
On the 17th.
We'll have to chat before that to give you a little prep on that.
Yeah, I need your input.
We'll give you plenty of input.
And again, now everybody, do you want the call just from the West Coast or from all over America?
No, all over America is great.
Okay.
I got a call from South Africa this morning.
Did you? What's, our affiliate over there is really great. aren't we on apartheid 105.7?
Yeah, I think it was Dave Chappelle who called.
Did you ask him how he makes a living, how he's able to get by?
Yeah, and I don't think he really answered.
He didn't answer. Answer that question, Mark. What?
I'm not independently wealthy or anything.
Well, how do you make a living? How do you even pay the light bill?
You know, yesterday, actually, the day before yesterday, I found out that I maxed out my credit card and I have absolutely no money in my bank account.
Wow. So, in other words, you're not making any money.
No.
Oh. What is your trade? What is your chosen, you know, your field of occupation?
I used to be a photographer and you know.
Please not a child photographer. Like, not one of the guys like at Sears with, you know.
Develop your own film.
The bunny, you two. No, not like that. I was it was more product photography and stuff in the past.
Gotcha.
So okay. you're basically destitute.
Right now, yes.
Okay. And not bothering him. That's what I like about Mark.
You know, it doesn't bother me. I mean, sooner or later, there is talk of a TV show coming around the corner. So,
right.
I swear to you.
Yeah, that's right.
Honestly.
And any other random ideas in your head? Anything you're thinking about right now?
My frozen library. That's about it.
What's your frozen library?
You got to do this. You suspend a book in ice. You can do it to anything. Any of your old books, you know,
Buzz has found it on his website.
Yeah.
Here's a picture
a
of
book, a frozen book.
A frozen
book. Cryogenic. I'm on to something. I think this is going to be my way out of the hole.
All right.
The Gutenberg Bible. Watch out.
Listen, you really got to check out the guy's website. We'll have the link at DonnaMikeWebsite.com, but Mark's site is INeedToStopSoon.com. If you would like to call him and buy him dinner from anywhere in America, his phone number is 510-872-7326. We'll chat with you before the Craig Ferguson show.
Perfect.
Any parting words of wisdom, Mark?
You know, I would... I don't know. There's a section on the website about making yourself a TP tornado, and I suggest that people look at that.
TP, toilet paper tornado? Do you mean toilet paper?
Toilet paper, yeah.
Toilet paper tornado.
Yep.
Fascinating.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
That's the answer to life.
Okay, good luck to you, Mark. Good luck, Mark.
You know.
All right.
You ever thought about making a tornado with a girl?
No, of course not.
Didn't think so.
You take care of yourself,
Thanks,
Mark.
Thanks, Mark.
Those girls will date me, and I live in an RV. Come on.
Don't forget.
That's what it is. It's the RV.
We'll
talk to you next week.
Okay.
Sorry, next month.
Okay.
Or next year.
Or sometime soon in the future.
Bye-bye.
All right, see you guys.
Bye, Mark.
Bye, Mark.
What is this, his website, Robbie?
The magical thing about the TP Tornado section of his website, for some reason, it's in six languages.
What is this?
You can support him if you like.
I rarely offer any sellable artwork, as most of my work is performance-based, blah, blah, blah. In exchange for your support, you will receive one item listed in your support category. So if you give this guy money on the web,
right.
You give him $20, you will get a thank you card that is hand-numbered and signed. It's a business card. If you give him between $76 and $150, he will give you several handshakes and thank yous. If you give him between $151 and $500, he will give you an enormous hug and a signed limited edition DVD of his original performances. If you will give him between $500 and $2,000,
keep going,
you get everything.
Oh.
Bonus, 11x14 signed photograph, signed DVD, handmade T-shirt, original drawing, and the business card.
Plus all the hugs and handshakes.
And then
throw on a little extra, he'll put on whipped cream for you.
And then if you want to give him more than $2,500, it just says, we'll talk.
I knew it.
Wow. He is so creepy.
That is one odd fellow.
Yeah, and he's always the same.
Yeah.
Speaks the same way.
Yeah.
Lives in an RV that smells like root beer.
People invite him to their homes, though.
Very strange.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don, this is George, man. I got a bone to pick with you, man.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, every time you talk to some a brother or some people of color, you use that condescending voice.
You am a smart one. You am picked that up. Oh, Lord. You're too smart for me. Lordy, lordy.
I got some brother in you, man. That ain't right.
I got some brother in me. Of course that am right. Now, what am different between that? Let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question.
Man,
what am different between that and talking like this? When we do a feature.
Hi, how are you?
Or, how, Oh, how about this one, Joe?
Or hi, what a fine day it is. Yes, sir, here we are over here.
Or how about this one? Golly, I sure would like to bone my sister.
I hear that.
And eat my boogers. We do it all, sir.
Just remember, this is a location for equal opportunity offenders.
No, but I'm just saying, you can have a funny voice, but to change it, how about like Nipsey Russell sometimes?
That's a brilliant idea. There you go.
That's what I'll do. I'll work on my Nipsey Russell for you.
There you go.
Okay.
Yeah, man, thank you, man.
Thank you for the call.
You've made him happy, Nipsey Russell.
All right, my brother. All right. Peace to your mother.
Nipsey Russell brings joy.
Yes. Nipsey Russell always had the biggest collars in showbiz.
If there was enough of a wind, he would go airborne.
He was top left on Match Game?
On Match Game, and he always had a poem for Gene.
That's right.
Hey, thank you so much,
I think
Gene.
I could work that up if I tried. That's coming from my memory bank.
That am a pretty good Nipsey Russell down,
that's
right?
For the brother that called. Thank you.
Hey, brother, you didn't like the way that I talk? How about this?
If you want, I'll do Nipsey Russell for you anytime you want. I don't know where it came from, but sometimes they speak to me.
It's a brother in you speaking out there, Mike.
Thank you so much. Hello. How about my giant collar on my shirt?
Hello, this is Willie Tyler and Lester, and I'm here with my good friend, Mr. Nipsey Russell.
You can say that again. Thank you, everybody. Ah, Gene Rayburn, that's a lovely shirt you got on.
You have any idea how right on that is?
No, I don't.
Well, somebody should tell you, that am very good, Mike.
Well, I certainly appreciate it.
Good night, Nipsey Russell.
Thank you, dog. Oh, let's play the game.
It's Match Game 76.
Great to be back here in 1976.
And Nipsey Russell was, wasn't he like the only brother on Match Game?
No, there was occasionally another comic. I can't think of
George Kirby.
I think you're right.
Thank you. I remember all that stuff. George Kirby. Hello, George.
Hello there, Nipsey.
How's it going?
It am going fine.
Thanks so much. You don't talk like that, George.
Oh, yes, I do there, Nipsey.
And I'm trying to think, there was another brother on Match Game, but it's escaping me.
No,
right
there
now.
Wasn't. There was only two of us.
Oh, man, that's a shame.
What about Jimmy J.J. Dynamite?
Yeah.
He was on it, too?
Yeah, he would also be top left, so you'd never be on at the same time.
We're good.
Scoey Mitchell, maybe? No?
Hello, Dale.
Yeah, Scoey Mitchell, another famous black comedian.
You should really stay out of this. Stick to what?
Somebody out there knows who I'm talking about. Famous black comedian.
Well, that's just...